Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. After decades of war in the Congo, war and parties edge toward peace. Then learn where the life of the preborn intersects with the Great Commission. There's more on that in just a few moments. But opening today's broadcast, last Tuesday, the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Rwanda-backed rebel group M23 took another shaky step toward peace. A new international committee will now oversee the stalled ceasefire that they signed back in July. Pastor James Bienzi serves with Rebuilders Ministry, a partner of Mission Aviation Fellowship. He says war-torn Congo desperately needs the prayers, advocacy, and support of the global church.
In these 30 years, we have lost over 10 million people, and we have over 13 million displaced people.
He explains that the war is about the Congo's rich natural resources more than anything else.
The rare earth minerals, which are finding their ways into our phones, into our tablets, into our homes, they are coming from the Congo, and they are coming in exchange to millions of deaths. So awareness is needed.
More than 150 rebel groups operate in the Congo, but the biggest challenge is the rise of Islamic extremist groups, which makes gospel ministry especially dangerous.
Nowadays, they are burning churches and killing people, slaughtering people. This is a way more brutal than it has ever been. They don't want you to work towards peace and evangelizing for peace.
And now that you know, what will you pray and do today for the Congo? Next, in today's Russia, there's just one approved way to follow Jesus, and that's through the Orthodox Church. Defiance comes at a cost. Pastor Michaela Britson, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada partner, says,
"We really have big concern about situation in Russia, because during last couple years, persecution of believers there rise like in times."
Some churches have been closed or seized and pastors arrested. The Russian Orthodox Church amplifies the state's voice, using scripture to excuse war and persecution. And those who disagree are shunned.
Not all Orthodox priests in Russian Orthodox Church are happy of this war. So they say some anti-war statement and they are expelled from Russian Orthodox Church.
The next target? Religious minorities. For a long time, Baptist churches could exist unregistered, but now they're being targeted too.
As far as registered churches are easier to control, they put their attention just on non-registered movement.
Some Baptist pastors face court cases for refusing registration. So pray for Russian Christians to remain faithful in Jesus. And in a world where abortion is politically charged, Life International challenges the church to see the missional call to protect the preborn. Alyssa Hollander with Life International says calling preborn children the people of the womb helps the church orient the issue to the Great Commission. Hollander says,
"Putting the term people of the womb on babies or people that are obviously human beings from the moment of conception, we feel really does something in people's hearts and minds to kind of awaken them to the reality, not only of the humanity of the preborn, but also our particular role as the global church."
Practically, this type of thinking about the preborn helps reach more image bearers with the gospel. One way Life International does this is by providing training on preborn biology and the value of God's image.
But we also walk people through healing post-abortion, or whether they themselves have had an abortion or they have gone with somebody or counseled someone to get an abortion. And when that light bulb goes on for them and they realize the humanity and the image bearer that is in the womb.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join in praying with them from October 12th through the 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.